Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today is Wednesday. It is the end, well, rather the middle of the working week. It is also the equinox, the middle of the sky, where the sun crosses the celestial equator and day and night are approximately the same length. So if you weren't commiserating about the end of summer yet, now is probably a good time to start. To tell us more about what is going on above us, we're joined by Met Service meteorologist John Law. John, kia ora.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, it's definitely been feeling much more autumnal over the last few days, hasn't it? We've really seen those temperatures take a tumble, and I think tonight and tomorrow morning, definitely more of the same still to come.
Indeed, it has been autumnal. We're bidding summer, a pretty good summer, a fond farewell, I suppose. So, I mean, what's the deal? When today is all said and done, will there have been exactly 12 hours of light and 12 hours of dark? Is that what this means?
Well, it's almost exactly 12 hours each way. Actually, we get a little bit more daylight. The actual day is about 12 hours, about 6.5 minutes. We get a little bit of a bonus just because of the way we measure sunrise and sunset, and also to do with the way the sun's light is refracted, bent through the Earth's atmosphere. So it's almost quite, but not. So it's you would think equinox equal night, but we get an actual a little bit more daylight than we see nighttime at the moment.
So lining up with the equinox, does the equinox pretty much dictate how long our seasons are?
It's a really good way. And astronomically, we think about the starts of the seasons being the equinoxes and the solstice, and those classic points in the Earth's orbit where everything starts to take a change. Meteorologically, we use a slightly different method of putting things together. We tend to bunch our months up, our seasons up into 3 months. Yeah. So for summer, for example, we think about December, January and February. And it's purely because it makes things a lot easier in terms of climatology to compare seasons from year to year and keeping those stats a little bit easier. But yeah, in terms of astronomy and in terms of the Earth's orbit, this tends to be the day when we think about autumn beginning.
An interesting note that I got from the Met Service blog post on this is that winter is actually, in the southern hemisphere anyway, is actually longer than summer, some days longer.
Yeah, it is just that little bit longer. It's not a huge amount over the course of the year, but it is definitely a little bit longer, just as we have that push away from the sun more than anything else from us down the southern hemisphere. But it definitely feels like it sometimes, but there's still plenty of summer, which I think hopefully many spots enjoyed.
Indeed. The position of the sun during the equinox, does/can it affect the weather in any way, shape or form?
Well, that's a really good question. Obviously, the driving force of our weather is the sun. That's what causes the weather across the globe. You know, that spread of heat, being spread across places like the poles and from across the equator, and that distribution of heat is what helps drive our weather systems. Where it is on the equinox itself isn't likely to cause much impact in one day, but it's definitely something that we'll be keeping track of, and it's a really good one to be kind of watching the year tick by.
And so how many equinoxes are there every year?
So there are two equinoxes. There's one in the spring and one in the autumn. And then we have the solstice at either side. So the equinox is just as the sun appears directly over the equator. And then the solstices are where each pole is furthest away from the sun.
Ah.
So two equinoxes and two solstices a year.
That's a neat way of remembering it. Oh, I like that. Hey, here's a question. Is there a reason that we, like the equinox, it seems it would make sense to use the equinox as sort of a proxy for daylight savings. Is there a reason that we don't just slap daylight savings onto the equinox?
Oh, that's a really good one. The equinox does change days through the year. It's, today is on the 20th, it's often on the 21st, on the 22nd. I think we tend to try and do the daylight savings at the weekend would make sense. I think it tends to be a little bit easier. We tend to do it on the Sunday morning just to hopefully make things have fewer people waking up late for work, I think is probably the reason behind that. But yeah, it's definitely the time of year we start to see those days getting shorter. I think we're losing about 3 minutes a day at the moment.
Right. Fascinating stuff. Now, John, human civilization historically has paid quite a bit of attention to the equinox. It's where we get Easter from, for example. Why is that? Why have we paid attention to the equinox? Does it have to do with agriculture and planting seasons?
I would have to say that is a little bit beyond what I know, but it is one of those situations. The sun and the moon have played a part in cultures since the beginning of time. People have always watched how the sun and the moon have traversed across the sky and kept records of that, and has been one of those things you can use to count and tell the time, to tell what time of year it is as well. So as you can say, it has a real significant impact. Even now, I think people still celebrate the solstices, particularly the middle of summer, middle of winter across the world, and the equinox is no different.
And John, just finally on this, I know that the ancient Romans would mark the March equinox with a 13-day festival involving fasting, felling pine trees, frenzied rituals including scourging, whipping and castration, and ending on March the 27th by doing the washing. Will you be marking the occasion in similar fashion tonight?
Well, I was partially up for it. For the first 13 days of the festival, it sounded quite good fun. But then it got a little bit less. But I think perhaps, yeah, at some stage we'll have to do the washing up at the end of every festival.
John Law from Met Service, thanks very much for your time this evening.
Thanks, Ramil.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.